Memorial Day conjures strong memories for Dave Shankman. He owns a kite shop on California's Huntington Beach.
We're on the pier and the ocean breeze is blowing right off the water, so we're smelling the fresh ocean breezes. If it's blowing just right, we'll get the nice smell of the burgers being cooked up at Ruby's down at the end.
But not this year, not during a pandemic. The pier is closed. So Shankman is spending the holiday at home, doing yard work.
Yeah, and things are also very different today in coastal Provincetown, Massachusetts.
We're known for being crowded. So how do we reimagine this model?
Patrick heads the Provincetown Chamber of Commerce. Memorial Day usually draws whale watchers, also art lovers, and a really popular nightlife.
That certainly is one of the things that's difficult to replicate with social distancing, the kind of club scene that you would normally see.
In Florida, Miles Howard reminisces about happier holidays managing a bar in Jacksonville's San Marco Square.
Neighbors running into neighbors, their kids playing on the sidewalk, the wafts of fresh pizza that's come straight out of an oven, things that you really associate with Americana.
Howard says even through hurricanes, the neighborhood never lost its unity. But it's just not the same this year with social distancing.
Restaurants and bars are all about community and hospitality and welcoming people into your doors. And, that's the one thing that I think we can all look forward to, getting that sense of community back.
Just a bit south of Jacksonville in St. Augustine, Florida, Janetta Salyer and her band would normally be booked solid for gigs today. This year, they are playing to half the crowd.
It's discouraging in the sense of the work that we do is really in building the energy, interacting with the crowd. A good performer isn't just playing technically good music.
She will be back next year, hopefully playing to a larger and less distant audience.